CrackleCast. Now that the traitors have taken the reins of power, tune in every week on Friday.
Guys,
we gotta ask the real questions tonight.
Welcome to the podcast.
We got a packed house.
We have a new guest.
Hi, I'm Pat. I'm the host of the podcast.
Hey, Pat.
Hi, guys.
Patrick, hi.
I'm all, full disclosure. I'm also a heroin addict.
Not anymore. God damn.
Our special, very. All of our guests are special, but tonight's guest. Some of our guests are very special.
But
our Apoco guest tonight is very, very special.
Wow. Super fucking famed. Where's the bell?
The incredibly, incredibly famous and talented Brian Bonelli.
Yes, Bonelli.
Yes. I'm so famous. So famous. You know my last name. Yes.
Oh, he's so famous.
Thank you. Oh, snapping. Yeah. Is that a PBS tattoo?
It's PBS. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Who doesn't like PBS? You
know?
I don't think Trump does.
I know. He also doesn't like journalists. So
defunding fucking Senate.
So, anyways, guys, we're gonna introduce ourselves and tell our professions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
my name is Sarah Steele, and I am a former neuroscientist and current data scientist.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
No, it's him. You.
Oh, I'm Jed. I'm the co-host of the Apococast, and I'm reminding you the Rat King is real and wake the fuck up, New York City.
Also, he's a small arm specialist.
Small arm specialist.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Violet, and you know, sometimes I'm a streetwalker, other times I'm a singer.
Okay. And you're also a doctor, an advanced doctor of butt science.
I'm a doctor.
She is a doctor, but we can't tell you what kind.
I am a doctor, but I can't tell you what kind.
Yeah, but she actually is a doctor, yeah.
Midwest
Al is also a doctor. Yeah.
You're creamy.
I'm doing my residency in microbiology.
Yeah.
So, and I plan to do a postdoc in
Foreign Affairs.
I bet he has the most degrees.
Probably.
What, 3 degrees?
Probably, yeah. 3 degrees. That? It's very deep.
Almost four.
Very cold.
Very
damn
deep into butt science.
Hell
okay,
science.
Well, our very, very special guest.
Hi, yes, I'm Brian Benelli, and I am a librarian by day, and by night, I'm a performance artist, folk musician, bug photographer, people photographer.
What? Yeah. Bug photographer?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, thank you. Oh, yes,
that's
thank
fucking
you.
Dope.
Yes, please clap.
So there are a lot of bugs here.
Can we ask them questions?
There are
we
a lot
can
of
soon.
Bugs.
But I'm Pat, I'm the host of the Apococast. I'm an analyst on, like, counterterrorism policy, kind of.
For the Turks. Let's
yeah.
be honest.
For the Turks, because they're my favorite people, yeah. Yeah. So that's cool. Welcome to the Apocalypse. So obviously, we have a lot of expertise going here at the Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. You know? Just the amount of knowledge.
Wait, we didn't introduce. We have a recent immigrant here.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Please introduce yourself.
All right. I'm Niamh. I'm an artist. I'm from Dublin, Ireland. So
yeah.
Oh, cool. Is there do you to the
Dublin.
The, no?
The Bannons?
House Bannon.
House Bannon.
Yeah, they were Bannonished from Ireland. Yeah. Bannished.
So abortion's
that's
Bannon,
a foreign-born immigrant, correct? That's a real immigrant.
Do Irish-American people? I feel like I'm half Irish-American, and I feel like we're the people that know the least about, like, of all the, like, ethnic groups in America. We're like, yeah, we're at, like, Shamrock. And it's like we're very, like, disengaged from, like, being Irish.
That's what I tried to forget
no
about
way.
It.
We came here to escape. My
we're
people
all confused.
Came here to
like,
escape the
confused.
Fucking, like, famine. We
oh,
are going to defend
school.
Our shit to the death. Like,
yeah, but you're also English on
we're
the
like,
other side.
I'm a product of many wars.
Wait,
true.
Wait. Who here isn't Irish?
Just
me?
You're
Irish.
Scottish.
I'd
he's got
Italian.
The Scot. He's Scot. Yeah,
the natural enemy of the Irish.
Yeah, the Italian.
Italian.
So
it's
yeah.
just the two Irish.
Yeah. Actually, Midwest Al's
no,
family.
No, that's not correct. The national. No. The natural enemy of the Irish person is the Polish person.
No, it's the British it's well person. Known. That's modern.
Oh,
okay.
That's
American.
That's true.
In that's
American.
True.
Oh, you're talking about soccer.
Irish well, thing. It's a Chicago thing. But I can see
modern
it.
Modern Ireland, they're a bit when it comes to the Polish because they're the take our jobs.
Right? Oh, yeah.
They're the job takers. Oh,
right.
Shit, you're a myth.
Here it's I guess people from South America, right?
I don't know. Assumption. I think it's
well, guys, anyways. Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Rebel ancestry in this room.
I think we're going to have... No, we were all collaborators on my side. We were all like, yeah.
You're like,
we were like the,
fuck
yeah.
me.
We were
Give
all
me
like,
the power.
Oh, thank you, England, so much for conquering us. No, that's not true.
Pillage my butthole.
How many English dicks have been sucked by your family?
Probably
that's
so.
That's why he tries
not
so
like,
hard singing
not for
Irish
fun.
Rebel
Look,
songs.
Look, here at make no mistake.
Not for fun.
Make no mistake. Here at the Apocalypse, we're anti-English. We oppose
Mm-mm.
all things English.
Well, especially the English
I'm
language.
Part English.
Including the language.
Especially the language.
It was up to me.
This is a nation of old English people.
The nation of England.
It's not a nation of immigrants. It's a nation of English people.
Well, anyway, speaking of English people.
English
I don't know. I kind of like them because the Queen of England.
We're going to have a war, right?
Well, you know, every year the Queen of England.
An internal war. My English teeth
well,
and my Irish hair.
Every year the Queen of England.
Apart.
Guys, you know how the
you're
Queen of
a
England.
Struggle.
How you get citizenship?
No.
How you get citizenship in England? Is every year the Queen of England, like, holds a convention and, like, all.
Queen
yeah.
Queen
Con. Yeah.
Queen
and all the children have to, like, kneel in front of her.
Yeah.
Like, prostrate, really, you know?
Of course.
The queen is normal.
The queen.
And she's like, all right, elves, let's have a look at your cocks. And all the little boys come up and they have to show the queen their cock. And she's like,
the queen, majesty.
Now, what's the floor, though, of the age here for our viewers for the visual?
You're like four.
Yeah, I think, that's about right. Yeah.
That's about right. So you can walk up on your own power and just have the queen with her mighty finger.
Have you been circumcised?
Just flick it once. Just for fun, you know? And then that's, and then they let you in.
What's ribald?
I thought it was
really.
The Irish that had the trouble with the kitties, but I guess it's famous.
Are the Irish pedophiles?
That's like, is that
a thing?
Is
that
a
thing? You guys are known for? I never.
Is
I
that what you immigrated? Is that what you immigrated?
She's got
to move in. I thought it was all over, though.
No, it's Spanish, but it's still something that haunts us.
You got to move your chair in.
How are we supposed to keep guests on this show when you just start like generalizing them and their people as pedophiles?
I didn't. You guys started. I just asked if she was annoyed by people that do that.
That's the first time I've heard it today.
So moving on.
And then you guys, moving on. Anyways, we're going to have, speaking of English people, we're going to have
There's
a song.
There's been a hellhole opened.
It's true, but first we're
going to
have a song
that.
About a president.
True. Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
Oh, one of
it's
several
true.
Songs about
yes,
presidents.
Yes.
So many presidents.
Not our current president.
Let's hear about a better president.
Yeah.
Okay.
A sexier president.
A time
a
of joy.
One. Let's see.
A president with a Here we bigger go. And prettier dick.
A bigger and prettier dick. Well.
Well, Clinton. For,
do you know
no,
how?
That's
why
he
which,
had to try so hard.
Do you know which president has the longest documented dick?
No.
Jefferson.
Not Jefferson.
JFK.
No, you're close with JFK. Take one at
Johnson.
The appropriately named Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Very good.
Who, he would not hesitate to show it off to people. He used it as like a power play. And he actually,
oh,
it was called, he nicknamed it Jumbo. This is
absolutely
100% true.
Oh, this is a fact verified by Midwest Al.
100% true.
Midwest Al, is that true?
It's written down.
Have you heard the audio of him like getting his trousers fitted? He's like, from where my balls hang down on back to my bunghole.
He like burps, farts, and talks about his bunghole all within the span of a minute.
He's
an amazing president.
He was a pretty good president. That's true.
Who,
we need a woman. We need a woman president.
Who's the biggest world leader he intimidated with his dick?
Oh, I don't know.
Read a book, New York City. You gotta learn this shit.
Yeah, call us. All right, song.
Oh, song.
Song.
Normally, that I would ask a question that would lead into the song.
So
about
that's the question.
Okay, so I'll ask a different question. General easy trivia questions. Okay. Which president served two non-consecutive terms?
Oh, I know. The younger Adams, was it?
Not the younger. Yeah. Oh, no, no.
Adams the older.
No. They each had one term. The Adamses were not successful presidents.
Was it JFK and Shadow JFK?
Ooh, no, almost. No, I'll give you a hint. He shares his first name with a Muppet.
Is it Kermit?
Kermit.
He was the
president.
Worst.
And his last
Kermit
name,
Hitler was the worst president.
Last name with a city in Ohio.
Oh, Kermit Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland.
Yes.
Got it.
So. So since you're the resident Grover Cleveland expert here, here's what we're gonna do.
All right.
I'm gonna play the music to my Grover Cleveland song, and you're gonna sing about Grover Cleveland. Okay, you ready? Cool. Let's do this. But this song is about his second term, so please only sing about things that happened during his second term. This is my song Grover Cleveland Slight Return. Here we go.
But all the bus stuff that happened during the second term.
There were buses in my second term, all along like a germ, so full of germs, those goddamn buses. I don't think they know what trust is, but it's gotta be to be the ruler of this great land.
You stole my heart.
Were you one of those guys got shot? No. That was Garfield. Yeah. Yeah.
It's another, like, animal. It's another.
Close enough.
Whatever it was, you were hot. Maybe?
Was hot. It's documented. People know.
Maybe I had a really big, big old bushy beard. That'd be kind of weird. No, my wife wouldn't let me. She said too soon with a nation, forget me.
Okay.
That was not bad.
That was really
not
good.
Bad. She got the words to rhyme. The facts weren't all there.
Who needs the facts?
Yeah, good enough. Good effort. A plus.
Grovy.
Nice. So yeah, that was Grover Cleveland. We learned a lot.
Yeah.
And we're better people now.
Yeah, I wasn't taking notes. I saw.
Oh, we have to do it again.
But I do want to hear about Johnson's dick in music form.
Oh, okay. Well,
if that's possible, I mean.
Johnson's dick would have to. I'd have to put the guitar in a different tuning.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the thing. That was why he
drop
always got
D.
pussy.
Please,
you know what
tell
mean?
Me Johnson's dick is in drop D. D.
Yeah.
If I was a clever man, I would have done that, but no. You know who's fun to play a song about? FDR, right?
Oh, FDR, oh yes.
FDR. Yeah. Oh, I should mention. I should mention
this
that's
how
the
we
name
met.
Of,
The name of my album is FD. Are You Ready to Rock?
Yeah.
It's something I've been working on for 10 years now. Sadly,
you are not ready.
you are very at home in the podcast.
We've been working on our first album for 10 years.
Yeah.
We haven't even made it.
It's got 40 songs.
Yeah. It's like The Wall times 2.
So yeah, let me play my FDR song. The rest of my songs will be purely instrumental. So if you guys want to sing about FDR for this, that's fine. If not, just picture.
We know the lyrics. So.
Just picture, shut your eyes and picture FDR. Especially if you're like listening to this and driving, shut your eyes and just picture FDR. And everything.
Nobody listens.
From you. Perfect. Here we go. FDR.
Like FDR.
Yes, he was an Uzi man. Yes.
He actually, you know, this is a little known fact, but he actually invented the Uzi.
He invented the Uzi. Oh, yes. And he invented the secret of the ooze. Oh, yes. Yeah. A major plot point in the Ninja Turtles movie. Yeah. 40 years into the future. Yes.
I like the one where they're in China. That's my favorite.
Anyway, the third one. Yes. Turtles in Time. Yes. Yeah. Yes,
what,
of course.
What was his term? What was for our listeners? He was
president for 85 years.
Yep, that's about accurate. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. 33 to
45.
I just Googled.
Oh,
very
nice.
Okay.
So 33 to 45.
Oh, he's the one who knew about what the Nazis were doing and just kept letting it happen.
Oh,
yeah. Actually, funny fact.
I'm sure this isn't really a fact, but
or funny.
So you know the immigration ban thing right now. You know who else was banned from coming into the country around early 1940s? Jewish refugees.
Fuck yeah.
They didn't let them come in. They just actually one boat came in and they made them go
the St. Louis.
Turn them away.
And then they all got murdered. Yeah.
That's not a funny fact.
Actually, Cuba took some of them.
I mean, think about
that. Ironically enough, Cuba.
Heinrich Ford.
Cuba. Yeah, Cuba.
Heinrich Ford, not Henry Ford.
Anyways, guys.
Whoa. Yeah. Wait, so who came after FDR?
FDR.
Then it was Johnson.
FDR dies shortly after being elected to his fourth term. He dies of some sort of hemorrhage or something. April 1940.
He
got crucified.
Yeah.
Yes, under Pontius Pilate. Was crucified, died, and was buried. But so on the third day, Harry
Congress,
Truman.
Look, Congress did a 2/3 vote.
Right.
Crucify this man.
Right.
He got it. He got the 60 votes.
And they chose the nude option, of course. With any government decision, you can do it.
You have to have 3/4 vote to crucify.
But nude, I mean,
you can filibuster crucifixion, but
this is before the 37th Amendment.
Oh yeah, the crucifixion amendment.
Yeah, that's true.
Constitutional history, very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very.
Read a book, New York.
Yeah.
So Harry.
It's there.
Harry Truman was after him. yes.
Truman.
Another controversial man.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, guys,
his mom told him he should have been a girl.
Oh, I can
that's true, actually.
German, how do you know this?
Listener mail? Guys, you want to do some listener mail?
Oh, yeah,
I think it's time for listener mail, guys.
We have mail. Awesome. I love when we get mail.
Listeners, we have mail.
Calling in right now.
We have male listeners, we have female listeners, we have listener mail.
We have
listeners who pay a fee. Is it a man? Send us mail.
Oh, true. It's all. I mean, the podcast ain't free, you know.
Yeah, we have mail fees.
Pick up the phone, bro.
Good evening, everyone. This is Deirdre.
Hey, Deirdre.
I'm calling because I wanted to inquire about a strange rumbling sound. Everywhere I go, every time I drop off my grandchild off somewhere, like swim practice or.
That's your first mistake.
Piano lessons or whatnot. I hear a very strange rumbling Sometimes it's a screeching sound.
Sound.
I know that don't, this
she's
is
on,
not
she's live
normal
right now, people.
Whatsoever. Please, please tell me what it is.
Okay, listen, Deandra. Stay
Deidre,
calm.
Deidre,
first
show
of all,
respect.
Deidre, first of all, stay calm. First of all, stay calm. We've seen this 100 times. And also, we warned you about this. So fuck you for not listening. This is a hellmouth.
Here's what you gotta do.
Listen. This is a fucking hellmouth. You gotta take it seriously, first of all.
Wake up, New York.
Wake the fuck up. Don't count on de Blasio. What's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? You call de Blasio. What's he gonna do?
Bring it to the Rat King.
He's gonna turn a blind motherfucking eye.
He's gonna turn a blind motherfucking eye.
Read, New York. Read. Or don't. Live your life.
What is that?
Live your life, New York.
I have heard that rumble, too. Scares the shit
well,
out of me.
That rumble, yeah, just.
What is the fuck?
Well, the
is
thing
it
is,
a hell
no,
mouth?
Stuck out. Deidre, she hasn't mentioned that. She hasn't mentioned the smell yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, because okay, so look, Jack.
Is it in New Jersey?
Remember?
Has a different smell. It's
yeah.
True. It's
yeah.
True.
That's the lamb. It smells like a lamb has been slaughtered. In my, I said that as I was leaving.
So,
I was like,
so
it
perhaps
smells as a lamb has been just fucking killed right here.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so
Jad.
To save her grandson. Someone has been slaughtering lambs.
No, that's all the
place.
Jesus
that's how you do.
Blood.
Well, that would be
hell.
The best advice that we have.
Because there is a hellmouth.
Slaughter three
it
lambs
like
and then dance around their
Deidre
entrails
so listen,
and be like,
listen, Deidre, you got to get three lambs.
Yeah.
You got to slaughter them. You got to dance around them.
Naked.
Naked.
Nude.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nude.
Not your grandchildren don't have to be home for this.
Paint yourself in the blood.
If that doesn't
paint,
work
paint
out.
Paint yourself, though, yeah.
If that doesn't work out, call a priest.
Yeah, he can help
kill him
get way up in there.
Somewhere within your property line. His blood, it's... This is worst case scenario, but it'll work. Call us back if it doesn't
or an
work.
Or imam, whatever your religion is. Not to make assumptions.
Yeah, I mean, an imam will just be useless.
They gotta be Episcopal,
honestly.
Presbyterian.
Yeah. Not help the
it won't, it
no,
won't work.
They'll just be like, I need your help to cook.
Yeah. No, rabbi, it's not gonna work.
Those guys are pretty dope.
Well... Listen, remember the other day, Jai, when we were going to the bar and we walked by and they were building some type of like new hipster monstrosity. And first they have to dig a pit that has to reach hell so that they can change they can tweak the rent. You know what I mean? That's how gentrification works. And they just have all these fucking children working, slaving down there.
And all the blood.
Pit.
All
yeah,
the blood.
And just blood gurgling out.
The piss
out.
And the shit and the pus.
It's absolutely horrible.
Jesus Christ,
yeah,
the pus. Where do they get
but,
it all?
But people don't realize that not all of the pits that they did, like when you see a pit into hell and you're just walking by, you're like, oh, they're building condos. You know what I mean? Like it's just your mind immediately goes there, you know? Mm-hmm. But people don't realize that some of the really big pits.
No, but you
are
can
being...
train yourself. You can train yourself to notice it. Like anytime something's in the corner of your eye and it just doesn't look right, like make sure, you know, don't let it know that you've seen
you're
it.
Not
but
like,
some of them are.
It's real. It's real.
Yeah. Some of them are government projects, though, that are by the Department of Earth Insemination.
Yeah.
That's been working on.
Yeah,
we were just
that Trump
that
is trying
week.
To
yeah.
defund. Goddamn!
No, it was just you know, it was just in the Wall Street Journal. It was just yeah.
Yeah, and the Earth needs to get pregnant.
Yeah,
and this is how my father, when I was growing up, my family told me that my father was
go
a Trump burglar and that he died.
But
anyways,
no, but
yeah, that's
we've
last
started
week.
Seeing
that's
some of the deepest portals into.
But
hell
he was actually
that we
my father
seen.
Was fired into
the
Earth from space from a cannon to impregnate it.
Just
and then he died, and they didn't tell me.
No, but what? So like, geologically,
listen, last week,
geologically, as a result of all of these hellmouths, like they're getting wider and wider and deeper and deeper.
My God,
like the earthquakes all over the place. Like as the continental plates start getting disrupted, it's insane. Like we're looking at like a super volcano in maybe 50 years at this point with like all of this rumbling up. Like you ever see an eggshell? Like imagine like poking a lot of holes in it and then just like it's going to be all crackly, you know?
Yeah.
That shit ain't going to hold together.
I mean,
shit.
All of East Harlem is a hellmouth right now.
Oh,
yeah.
And even like people don't notice like the roads just stop.
Yeah.
And it goes straight. Oh. It goes straight down.
Goes straight
and the fucking
down.
Smell.
Yeah, I've seen
it's
that
like
shit.
Blackness and
but the
oh,
people
so wait,
live
wait,
on
wait.
Top. They think they're safe.
Oh,
they don't know.
They're like, "Oh, it's not going to reach me."
Yeah.
Like I'm
like
paying $1,200 a month. I have renters in
Metro
insurance.
North.
There's
sheets
no way.
Under
I've
that
actually
hellmouth.
Identified two hellmouths in Queens as I'm a local.
Oh,
Queens.
Oh my Queens.
Really?
They made it to Queens now.
There's two hellmouths in Queens that I'm aware of.
Where's that?
Regal Park.
Long Island City, I bet.
Queensbridge.
Queensbridge. Yeah, well, that's just by Long Island City. Yeah.
One of the first
hellmouths. It's just by Long Island City.
Everyone knows. Everyone knows.
Yeah. Well, this is why, I mean, the one in East Harlem, that's why they crashed the train in the Metro North. He was driving so fucking fast to try to get through the hellmouth.
He
was like, I'm
going
to fall in.
It's like, fuck the hellmouth.
He said some bullshit.
God.
He was like, oh, sleep apnea. But really, he was like, the fucking hellmouth.
I saw Rastafarian train conductor the other day. And I was like, this is like freedom of religion. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, this is like the dream of America. I was like, your religion can tell you that you need to get high every day. Which I know it doesn't say that, but that allows you to get high. you know, and have it be like an overt sign that you're
it's
getting high.
Jesse, you get
and they're
high.
Like, you can drive a train, and he's a good train conductor by all accounts. So, you know,
let's
this is America. Don't fucking hate on people. Don't like try and stereotype a guy just because he's a fucking Rastafarian doesn't mean he can't drive a train.
What is,
you know?
What's the statute of limitations of sleep apnea? Like, if I T-bone a school bus, is the guy still say sleep apnea? Can I, like,
sleep apnea.
Steal something and just, like, pass out?
That's what all the ISIS fighters say.
And one of them had sleep apnea and then sued the company.
When my credit card company calls me, can I just, like, just... on the phone
be like, no, I can't.
Bring up the ADA, dude. Americans with Disabilities.
That's right,
How dare you?
Also, the Americans with demonic abscesses also.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the other... one.
Be careful to clarify which one we're talking about. Mm-hmm.
This is what you get when you defund departments of hellology
mm-hmm.
and earth. And,
yeah, yeah. Oh yeah,
the earth insemination.
And the EPA, I mean,
it's like one of the
disciplines.
It's
I mean, this guy Trump.
And
appointed.
EPA, Environmental Pregnancy Association. Like,
yeah, the Earth Pregnancy.
Earth Pregnancy Administration.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, so Pat, when's the big day?
It's in a week.
Oh, good.
They're just going to loop me up and then shoot me into space and then fire me out of a
cannon. So by next week, we'll know?
Yeah, and they're just going to get me really horny when I'm up on the satellite. And then they're going to just grease me up and then just throw me into the cannon and then just fire me down into the Earth. And, like, my skin is going to, like, catch fire. But
hopefully,
like, it'll be,
burn off.
Yeah, but there's a way, there's a thing about, like, time and speed that means my seed will survive by the time I hit the Earth's core. But it's all just, it's just not pretty, you know?
Wait, you know what we haven't discussed?
What?
What happens if it doesn't take? What happens if the Earth doesn't get pregnant?
You
well, that's what happened
no,
with my father.
You gotta warm her up first.
That's what the
you gotta sweet talk.
Oh, wait,
you gotta
Jesus
put
Christ.
A little foreplay in it.
Are you taking
it,
your
you
father's
know?
Place?
Do some recycling. Yes. Do some recycling.
Foreplay
you know?
Is for
sober
No, we already
girls.
Know the father's dick was ripped off by a gorilla.
No, they lied. They told me that my father's dick was ripped off by a gorilla so that I wouldn't feel ashamed. You know, they told me
no
that my
deal.
Father was killed by 100 okay. gorillas that just like attacked, like just tore at his genitals and just ripped out his internal organs,
like the rap
and then started fucking all the orifices and that they created. You know,
look, we just want to know what's at stake.
And they really like, expected you to believe that? Did they think you were that naive?
Like, yeah, they're like, if they find out that he was an astronaut that was fired from a cannon in space into the Earth who had impregnated, they're gonna get pissed.
He's
gonna
so
be shamed.
So lucky.
I'm so lucky that they were
so
considered
cool.
Every person in my town. It was like a.
You're like the sacrificial.
It's like that, pay it forward.
But look,
you know, it was like the whole town was like, oh, like let little Patrick think that his dad was murdered by a hive of gorillas.
That's not the word for it. But
like, a swarm.
Like a fluffle.
Yeah, no, it's a clouder. A clouder of gorillas. Okay. Your dad's dick off. But can I just say, can I say what everyone's thinking?
Sure, please.
Your father failed.
I know.
And you are your father's son.
Yeah, what if you failed to
What if you fail to?
No, but they're gonna just grease me up. Like they have a whole circle.
Realize,
I think he just goes again.
You realize you have to maintain 5 minutes of unassisted erection to get all the way to the side.
They gotta play
but
like Al Green or something.
Fluff.
You know?
You can't fluff.
No, but you don't understand
right
that.
Stuff.
You think I'm the only person that's going to die when they do this? It's
no.
Like a whole... No.
I think Earth will just take
or like
over.
40,000 gallons of wine down into the hole.
They just
like
have a bunch of ballerinas.
Wait, are you talking about getting the Earth drunk beforehand?
just,
into the hell mouth.
What if you're not her type, like?
That's sorry?
Exactly what if you're not Mother Nature?
Nah, I think she's just going to take over.
Wait,
like,
wait.
I think once it gets close
it
enough, it's
like
any...
Make, how do I know? Like,
oh, Jesus Christ.
You can't
rape the Earth, Pat.
It's not consensual for me. I don't want to do it. It's just they're going to hunt down and murder my family if
wait,
I don't
so
do
I'm
it.
Saying,
no
Earth
excuse.
Is going to take
Are you
going to
be Earth's first?
I am not.
Wait, is Pat going to be Earth's first, though? Is that what we're hearing
here? No, his father was, which makes it really awful.
My father was fired into the Earth, and his seed didn't take...
Instead,
it
created you. The
and
Earth
then,
gave
then,
us you instead.
And then you were chased out of France.
But I'm saying
so,
they
so if you fuck up, we may have a second Patrick.
They strap
instead of an impregnated
so
Earth.
What happens if you don't fuck
saying.
Up?
You know how Putin.
this is also a good question.
Asking the real
what
questions.
Happens if Pat does get the Earth pregnant?
Stay woke,
New York.
You know how Putin has like his ballerina wheel, with just a bunch of ballerinas strapped to wheels, and he just goes down on them, like when he spins it, like one at a time.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Of course.
They use the ballerina wheel to try and arouse the person that they strapped to the satellite.
So this is like an international effort.
So it's like they're gonna kill 20 fucking ballerinas and me.
Is Putin gonna be the one eating you out?
I hope not. I mean, no, but sure? Nobody wants to be strapped to a satellite.
I think you may want to be blindfolded just in case.
I don't know. This is just.
I feel like
just in case Putin's there.
I mean, I feel like he's gonna eat you out.
No, Putin did eat you out. No matter who you are, he would eat you out with a gun pointed at your head. Just the whole time, it would be fine. It would be everything would feel fine, but there would be a gun pointed at your face.
Putin would eat you out, and he would fuck it up, but he'd be like, "Hey, I'm doing okay, right?" Like he would ask for feedback, and he's like doing such a bad job.
He'd be like, "Your sister tells me that I'm good at this."
It's probably like a civil obligation.
Mm-hmm. I feel like every time before he starts, he shoves a dagger into a wooden table.
And then he's like, ready, baby. Like,
it only returns the dagger until like after.
Anyways, I think it's time to listen to some tunes.
Can we do He's Coming Back?
Who's coming back?
Jesus.
Oh, it's true, he is.
With a fucking sword. Back.
Thank
can you.
Do that song? Midwest
we don't. We haven't
Thank
practiced
you,
it today.
Oh, Jesus.
Finally, we can talk about Jesus.
Anyways, I think Lord. We're going to have you do a song. Yeah, you don't want to do a song now?
I can do a song. I mean,
the kitty song. Do the kitty song.
Oh, yes.
I wrote a little song for a cat. Little cat I know.
Oh, yeah.
This song is for the kitty.
I'll scratch it. They pee everywhere. There was
I forgot about them
peeing everywhere. But that's cool.
Good
yeah, I left that one out.
That was very punk rock. It was like 35 seconds long.
Thank you.
All right, I guess.
I made it up.
You know, Black New York, there is 1 million dogs or cats in the city. So
in need
one
of a
for
home.
Every 8 New Yorkers.
Guys.
Or 3 for every depressed
New Yorkers. Wait, if there's 1 million, there's 1 for every 8 New Yorkers.
We have, we actually have listeners, and every single one of them says the same thing. Can you guys lean to the fucking mics, please?
Oh, wait,
yeah. No.
Thank you.
Can we
you see,
speak to these goddamn cowards?
Do you want to be in my fucking throat right now? Is that what you're saying? You're trying
yes.
to... Hey, listeners.
Wait.
Hey, listeners. Show yourselves. You fucking
you?
Cowards. You greasy, unwashed, just absolute creatures. Just go outside every once in a while.
You don't have us fooled for a second.
Have sex with humans.
Yeah, we know you're
be
there.
In person.
We don't
be real.
See you on the subway, but we know you don't got money for a car.
It's because you ride on top of the subway like animals. I'm in between the cars.
Just trying to impregnate it. The giant metal snake.
Listen up, Apocalypse readers. There's some things you can't get pregnant, like women in subway cars. Just quit it.
Yeah, but the Earth,
it's
keep trying, please, so that I don't have to do it.
I mean, we
you
fucking on
subways.
The only solution for a hell mouth we already established is a vagina.
Like,
so
between 40 and 70 miles.
This is true. Wait. Say it into the mic.
No, you can't get pregnant while you're moving between 40 and 70 miles an hour. I mean, depending on like you know hormonal factors.
That's true. That's why when I was in high school, I used to always only fuck while I was driving.
Wait,
between 40 and 30 miles an hour? Yes, it's true.
Sarah, I can't tell if you're lying because you're an actual scientist. Is this true? If you're banging it between 40 and 50 miles per hour, you can't get pregnant.
No, 40 miles, or you have to be moving.
It makes sense.
See, that's the thing. It's just this one range where the harmonic vibration disturbs like all of the cellular membranes that are necessary for the formation of an embryo.
We've been saying it for years, New York City. Stop using condoms.
Cut it out.
Get on a plane.
What's a condom?
Driving a car at highway speed.
Use condoms. Don't listen to these.
Get on a plane that's stalling.
New York, use them.
And bang. Yeah.
You need them. 30% of you have STDs. Put the condom on. Seriously.
It's got to be way more than 30%.
It's 30%.
No,
yeah.
It's more.
More.
Please,
more have STDs.
I want to spray paint. I want to spray paint on the Williamsburg Bridge. Like you have HPV.
That's the other two.
Like, that's like
everybody of fucking age.
You know, 30% of people would be like, "How did he know?" Jesus Christ! How does the bridge know?
Okay, let's do another song.
Please sing about Jesus.
Who's got a song? I think Brian might have a song.
Brian.
Oh, sure.
Hey, it's me again. Remember?
Hey.
Hi. Wow. Everything I've heard makes so much sense. Yeah. I'm just speechless. Like, I'm learning so much about how the earth works and my body.
You should write a song about it.
Oh, wow.
But you don't have to do it right now. But
oh, okay. Yeah, okay, here. So I only do president songs. So my cord.
I mean,
oh,
the presidents
wow.
protect the earth. So.
Sarah, that was fucking. That was some rock.
There you go.
Some rock and roll steez right there.
I'm stuck in. Here we go.
Yeah, the president protects the earth, so I think this is really relevant.
That is, he takes an oath. He vows to protect the earth or destroy it.
Or impregnate it. There's only three.
No, don't even.
Are you going to be the?
That.
Will you become the next president if you impregnate the earth?
If I survive.
If you survive.
If I impregnate it and I survive, yeah.
But okay, you have to do both.
It's more of like a king of the world type thing. Like it's a dom sub relationship.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't need a title.
She calls him master. It's kind of creepy.
No, I feel like that
could
told the story.
The sword.
Oh my god.
The reverse.
Hey, that reminds.
Back to your song.
This reminds me of a song. Here. How about I play the song, and then after I play it, you guys tell me which president you think it is.
All right.
I think, let's spice things up a bit, okay? Yeah. Here we go.
Listen up, New York. Rutherford Hayes for damn sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
William Harry Harrison.
No. That's way too long for Harrison's song. He died in 30 days.
I got a real
Carter?
No, Carter. Ooh.
I got a real Nixon vibe.
A Nixon vibe, yeah. All warm and cuddly, just like Nixon.
I felt like a Lincoln or Washington, like, because I was feeling pretty, like, loving. Yeah.
Lincoln, Washington. So you're going back.
Yeah,
I'm going
way back. Yeah.
All right.
Wait, can you say which president has been, like, closest in time to?
You've all been wrong, and none of you have been close. No, it's like you've all been equidistant.
Obama.
It's Obama!
Ridiculous! I felt so in love, and I was like, why? Why do I feel so in love? Who's my Michelle right now?
Yes. You were supposed to fall in love during that song. If you didn't fall in love.
I did. That's funny. I went to the other end. I'm like, Washington? They were in love. But he had no teeth, so.
Well, I really like that. That was good.
Thank you. Yes.
That did make me, I got a little aroused, so it has to have been Obama.
I think much like the man himself, people could appreciate that song more, like, in retrospect. Mm-hmm. Like, after the fact.
Well, you know what I think my theory on Obama is?
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I think he's going to go walk. When Obama came into office, right, I talked about this already in the podcast, but he was the first black president, right? So he, as, like, sort of, like, radical as he was in, like his view of humanity and, like, being more empathetic than previous politicians we've had, he had to be, like, centrist JFK.
Right.
Because he was the first black president. So he couldn't be, like, you know, like, too radical. He had to be kind of just toe the line, you know? So he came into office. He's like, you know, I represent all of you. I'm gonna speak for all Americans. I'm going to try and work with my opponents, right?
Right.
But he didn't realize that they were all traitors.
Right.
Like, to Christ and America and everybody.
Right.
And that just they serve Hitler and Satan's agenda, and
they do,
and whatever other fucking enemy collaborationist, like, scumbag fascists you can think of, they're that, but a million times worse.
Yes.
So now, after all these years of trying to work as, like, the centrist, he's like, I was wrong. He's like, we should have just crucified them.
Yeah,
that 37th Amendment.
Yeah, there's about 62 million people that support like Trump alt right whatever, needed. And you know. If he just nailed, we have a lot of trees in this country, And if he just, you know,
like, so we're known for a lot of parks.
Well, I mean, I think like okay, so like this past election, like the issues were like national security and the economy. I think like 2020, it's like, hey, like were you pro crucifying all these people or against it? Mm. And that's gonna be it's gonna like define yeah. who you vote for.
And of course, I could never be able to live with my children if I was like, no, of course I crucified them. Are you kidding me? Like, I personally nailed a million of them up, like. I got a scholarship for it. That's why I paid for your college.
It's going to be like your grandchildren are going to be like, you know, yeah. writing that first essay they write in the fourth grade. Like, where was your grandfather during the crucifixions of 2020?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my grandfather was again it.
Are you on the right side of history?
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys hear the recent news?
That the Joe Biden's son thing? So yeah. Joe Biden's
we
living.
We sang about it actually.
Yeah, we did.
We sang about it in the song. Mm-hmm. So fucking your brother's lover. No, your lover's brother.
Yeah. So Joe
kind of mix it up a little.
So Joe Biden, his son.
No, his
well, unfortunately, lover. He yeah. died.
Mm-hmm. Fucking your
but then his brother did a coke line off his wife's ass while he was still married and also has kids.
Oh, don't speak ill.
No, that actually happened. That like literally happened. Everything okay. No, he's a huge cokehead. He screwed his brother's widow. And he has
dark.
Kids, and he's married.
Dark.
It's normal.
What?
Okay.
And this,
and,
he's
and, married? And his parents got on TV, and they support it. So it's good. It's good, New York.
Maybe like America.
What's the word?
America.
Guess what, guys? It's time for a public service
America.
Announcement.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, this isn't it.
I know. You can do both, but we're going to start with this one.
You're making me read two things?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe just one.
Do I have to say why the Apococast is important?
I think they're
yes, why the Apococast is important. Hang on. 1 second, I just gotta get the. Can you give her the headphones?
What?
Oh. Just give her headphones. Actually, no, maybe that will fuck with her if the headphones are on.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just put the headphones on.
What? Stop, no, I'm
stop.
Trying to
read. Why are you doing that?
We're filling the dead airtime. We're filling the dead airspace.
Okay. Guys, I didn't like it now.
Guys,
now.
Shut the fuck up with the drawing. Okay, go.
What? Why do your podcast is important? The scuffle we had with Bannon last month, which I had to do a little audio editing for, only because we had to boost the bass so y'all loyal... Oh, what the fuck?
Apocalypse
listeners could hear the real explosions from the depth charges he was dropping. It was nothing compared to the scuffle we were having against the Bannon. As we speak, we're tangoing this fucker in the eternal drunken darkness, way out of the reach of you unwashed fuckheads can't understand in ways you can't even imagine. So just for the record, you can laugh at us, but when we turn up dead, nailed to trees and park benches, you will wish you had listened to us.
Oh, God!
Because you are definitely next. The Bannon and the Anton Bannon shall come to pass. And you may not... Wait, what the fuck? You may not know this about the Apococast, but we are all expert on couch terrorism. Like Jack Bauer?
Like Jack Bauer.
Oh, sorry. But much, much earlier. Be warned!
Jesus. Warned.
Thank
Jesus
you.
Christ.
Warned.
That made me
Thank
sweaty.
You. Yeah, maybe we should just go ahead and read the next public service announcement.
I mean, it's...
Let's go for it. Let's just let her be
like
done with it. Let the
through.
Poor girl, yeah.
Election 2020, were you for or against Christ?
Yeah, thank you.
We are for him.
Thank you.
For. Is he running?
Thank you.
Christ we're for Christ. The apocalypse
yes.
is
King
Christ.
New York.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have another public service announcement.
It's something about your mom. Oh.
No.
Does this one get an introduction?
No, it doesn't matter.
You're making me fucking The Democratic Party needs to stop trying to reach out to whites who voted Trump for economic reasons.
Fools!
Why do you ask? Because they don't fucking exist. These fuckers are still unemployed, yet they are going off about being so happy Trump is fulfilling his promises. Oh, you're happy with Trump's performance? What's the new job you got? Oh, I'm still unemployed, but he banned refugees. In other words, the whole white working class thing is total rubbish.
I've been forgot.
Where am I?
You're not white. Keep me down.
I'm playing white.
Who knew me? Tell me.
Come on, we're not done.
Maybe if we can buy them all PlayStation VR helmets and put them in a simulator where they can kill refugee children, they will stop asking for jobs. Not that economics played any role in Trump's election anyway. For 30 years, the white working class has been desperately pleading with us to move the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, allowing Russia to annex
Crimea.
Crimea
for companies to be allowed to dump toxic waste in drinking water. We should have listened to these poor people and their legitimate concerns. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. I'm kidding. Every last one of these fucking things is going to rot in hellfire.
But what about Have I sacrificed myself? That was great. Thank you.
That was fantastic.
That was a public service announcement from the Department
Thank
of Earth
you.
Insemination.
Yes.
Wake up, New York. Wake the fuck up.
Well, we still got a little bit of time to kill. So does anybody have any grievances?
Oh, I've personally had enough.
Let's hear. Yeah, Jed. Let's hear.
Not enough.
I've had enough. Look, do you ever, like, you guys ever get tired of, like, you know, having to cut your dicks off all the time?
Mm. Oh, it's terrible. Every week on the Apocalypse.
Not anymore.
I have to do it more than I cut my toenails, but less than I cut my fingers.
And sometimes, like, it's quite embarrassing, right? Like, you'll be out at dinner with the family, and it grows the fuck back. You got it, and it grows back, and you're like, oh, I have to.
And it's immediately hard when it grows back, of course.
Yeah. You can get an injection. I got an injection.
Sorry?
Glory. There's a new injection, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, what's it do?
It makes, so, like, how often do you have to cut off your dick?
Oh, it's once a week, because of the apocalypse.
Once a week?
Yeah.
You get this injection, it's like every 2 to 3 weeks. And, like, just think of the embarrassment you can avoid.
Yeah.
If you would only have to cut your dick off every,
well, it's
like,
not so much embarrassment, because everyone knows, everyone comes on the apocalypse. It's just, it's the blood.
Yeah.
You know, it's cleaning.
Everyone knows, like, you excuse yourself, you're like, oh, I have to go powder my nose. But then as soon as you leave, the whole table chuckles, like, oh, he's cutting his dick off.
The blood. Look for the blood.
And then you come back, and there's, like, the telltale stains in your pants.
You have to bring your purse.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, why is he taking his backpack to the bathroom? Oh, it's for his cut-off dicks.
You have to carry a small blade in your front pocket. Yeah.
And then sometimes you don't have it, and so you have to ask the wait staff. You're like, hey, come on.
Do we want to do the laugh track bit?
I just like, keep playing.
I don't know.
This out.
I feel like you
like
make up these bits, tell
like
nobody about them,
yeah,
and then reference them as if like,
yeah,
any,
yeah,
there's like any reference.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah,
it's pretty easy.
We actually had a dialogue. Let's keep going.
Can Brian play one more song, please?
Yes, please.
Yes.
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 Jesus Christ. Yeah, let's like avoid whatever. The
president that cut his dick off.
President that cut. Okay. Let me.
Can you sing a song about Russia?
Since it's only fucking male president so far.
President that cut his dick off. Let's see. Oh wait, no, this is Landslide.
This is Stevie Nicks, yeah.
Oh. Well, let's roll with it.
Stevie Nicks, 2020.
Why not?
And I see my reflection.
Smoke doesn't care.
President cut his dick off. There you go, there. Songs write themselves, really. Wow, it's so easy being a songwriter these days.
They've
just given up on all the kids because they don't teach them about the president cutting his dick off and then throwing it to a frozen lake and then having like animals converge on it and just like peck at it until it colors the marble blood water.
It's common core, man.
You ask like 8 out of 10 kids don't know which presidents cut their dicks off. And de Blasio, like, he doesn't give a shit.
I've heard it's actually a prophecy to see which animal gets to the dick first. Mm. Like, the first bite off the president's dick actually defines, so, I mean, like, if the snake...
It's like a buff.
That's how they decide the farm bill.
Mm. Yeah.
That's how they decide how much money they're going to pump into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, back to
we
the dick
We should do another...
I want to hear... Wait, I want to hear the rest of it. The song.
Let's do a different one.
Dick.
Yeah, you got there. Don't cover dick. This one's for you, Daddy. You know, standard. Anyway. Let's see.
Let's tone it down. You got 15 minutes. You got the internet. Do whatever you want. Just 15 more minutes.
Let's see. Okay, here, let's do a song. This one, I initially wrote it about my fear of intimacy, but it works as a Donald Trump song. So here we go. It's called I Love You, Don't Touch Me. So it's a sing-along. So when you feel like you want to sing along, whatever. Let's get to it.
Sing along, New York.
Yeah, sing along, you fucking traitors.
I love you, don't touch me. Ooh. You know, it's like that. Oh boy. Wow. Yeah.
Oh.
They're all for my daddy. I've written all these songs with my daddy in mind, but they're really about the president. It's deep. It's Oedipal. It's sad.
Oh, dude, we have a connection with both of our fathers. Were
oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Notorious.
Yeah.
Wait, are both your fathers?
My dad.
Can I say the word? Turd burglars.
Well, he lied and said he was a turd burglar. He was really an astronaut that had to be fired.
Hush
thou mouth.
Oh yeah, this is old.
Yeah,
this is old lore. Old podcast.
Really old lore.
It's quite
loyal in the sense that we review it every episode.
Long time listeners.
Pretty much tune into any episode we'd be talking about.
Hitler's turds must be burgled.
Do we want to do a? Do you want to do a letter?
Jesus, no, no. We were tired.
About the department of. Come on, you can do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
Come on.
What's the letter?
I think it should be Zornath. It's Zornath Day.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do
that. About the Department of, just talk about the Department of Earth Insemination. Okay, come on.
Why are we on this relationship with hell energy? Yeah.
Am I writing my mother about this?
Yes, you're writing your mother about it.
We are?
All right,
okay.
Go.
Dear Smolder, it is with heavy heart and hampered mind that I write to you today to convey sad, mournful news. History will remember wrathfully and scornfully this moment when funding for the Department for Hell Energy was cut needlessly and callously by those who fear the knowledge therein, hell, fire, and brilliance. What glory, what splendor, what exquisite pain lies beyond the horizon of the Hellmouth. Unexplored, unmolested, and unknown. Without further endeavors, humankind can know not his potential. For what is man without hell, and hell without man? I fear my purpose for life and study has faded away, as humanity has made part with hell, and hell forgotten her guests. Dear Smolder, yours forever and always.
But you haven't even talked about the Department of Earth Insemination and what they're going to do to you.
You know, the mother may know more. She
Wait,
may know more. Sign the hell off, okay?
Okay, sorry. Tell him.
No apologies accepted.
He can Shut answer up. About the department. Sorry,
go on. Spies.
Violet, please.
Dearest Jehovah, my dear darling child and son and light of my life, I hear you speaking in a roundabout way about the very ribald and shocking subject of our Earth's very necessary subject of Earth insemination, of which you were once a product of a failed attempt by your second father. I had to get you another father since the first one failed and gave me you instead. And I'm sorry to share this sad news.
Oh, shit. Is she the Earth?
But you will die. But perhaps, even though you are the product of a failed insemination of the Earth, you will succeed where your father did not. For I have raised you as a true Southern gentleman, true to his word and solid on a horse. And therefore I hope that you will not fail our Earth as your first father
and
did.
And never.
And never. Never, my son, open the hell mouth, but instead insert yourself into that clean, fertile earth's bosom. Your mother.
All right. You gotta talk about how mournful and sorrowful you feel because of what's gonna be done to you.
Dearest mother, my father's yoke has been exposed. It has been found to be foul and unyielding. And though his insemination's failure is my production, I commit myself thusly to the mission of seducing and inseminating our Earth. Dear she is to me, critical she is to our lives, and proximate she is to our living God. If I do not please this Earth, I myself am not pleased. I will succeed where my father failed. I will gain this Earth, and I will have her. Yours, perhaps for the last time, I'm hard as a rock and ready to be fired into the Earth. for God, glory, and the Confederacy. Or also ISIS. I've lost. I think last time I had joined ISIS.
Hell yeah.
Comment one back here.
You went to space.
Dawla Islami.
You went to space to join the Dawla.
Depends on how it goes.
He was. There was an episode where he joined ISIS, right?
Yeah, in space though, because they ran out of infidels on Earth. So yeah,
mm-hmm. Very nice.
That's very nice.
Like loyal listeners will know, our Civil War character joined ISIS. Like, I think back in December.
Well, we should talk about the real Hellmouth that's been opened.
You gotta take a piss.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah, guys.
I was just thinking about this.
Oh, the Swedish Hellmouth.
Yeah, man. In Swiss, yeah. But that's okay.
The beautiful nation we know is Switzerland.
Oh, did you? Oh, but
the goth hard tunnel.
I just have to, Midwest Al, you know, as someone who likes to poke fun, Sweden did institute a conscription where they're gonna get their military up. They're gonna create a serious battalion because they're worried about the aggression coming from Russia
and from Switzerland. Mm-hmm. Apparently,
they're gonna
too.
Have it. They're gonna have it. 10,000 person army.
Sweden?
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck? All the Vikings?
Well, yes. Switzerland has a huge fucking army. Mm. And Sweden has a pretty good army, too.
But Switzerland has the Hellmouth, though.
They don't. They don't have an army.
Sweden doesn't.
They don't have an army.
Anyways, guys, let's read about the Hellmouth.
The Gotthard Tunnel.
No, Sweden's going to make women do
construction. Gotthard Tunnel. Let's just think about that one for a second.
Yep,
Two T's.
Yep.
Perhaps my accent is not right. But the opening ceremony, and we're a little bit late. This is actually over in the summer. But apparently, the opening ceremony was a giant mechanized worm eating deep into the bowels of hell to the delight of half-naked demonic angels, Lucifers, lesbians, pagans, demons, goat gods, and catonic orange zombies in front of the delighted elite of the New World Order. This was captured in its terrible glory by Swiss television, and then apparently it was just bastardized by like all these other fucking idiots. Bible false plots, the Watchmen of the Sword, the New American.
Oh, the Watchmen of the Sword, that appeals to me, yeah. Yep.
True News, missing an E. True News with just a U. True
that's like, hey, true.
Okay, cool. Apparently, if you Google Gotthard plus Satan, or Gotthard, as we may say.
Satan Gotthard.
Is that like a
God word? So the Gotthard Tunnel dedication ceremony was a blatant satanic ritual.
This was choreographed by Volker Hess.
Oh, Volker Hess.
It looks really dope, though. It looks like basically a clear subway car full of naked angel people.
Wait a minute. So this is a real thing and not stuff you're making up right now.
No, it's real. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the New World Order shit, but the...
Satan sees the opportunity to glorify himself and desecrate the high places.
You guys aren't even talking about the thing. There's a big particle...
No, that's a separate thing. That's the CERN.
If that's like Satan,
dude,
you really think
that's
that
totally different.
The CERN, you're talking about the satanic ritual where the CERN was met at the tunnel?
The CERN is the particle collider. It's just a particle collider in Switzerland that they're building to open a portal to hell.
Right.
Yeah. I do have to be clear, though. As a Midwesterner having the closest sort of proximity to the devil, and you know, understanding the devil, I will say that if Satan did come down to earth and that these people were doing some ritual and Satan did show up, this would not be his entourage of people he would want around him.
Guys,
Satan is a rock star badass.
We have 45 seconds left.
He would kill all of them.
Yeah.
True. The Rat King is real. Stay
woke. Wake the fuck up. Watch out for things named CERN or CERNO News.
Our very, very, very special guest.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Ryan Benet.
Yes, thank you. I learned so much today. This is amazing.
Presidential helmet.
Wow, I've been baptized in rivers of blood and semen.
Yeah, exactly.
And it tasted great. But I want more.
Hashtag repeal the 8 for Arlene.
Repeal the what?
Repeal the 8?
Repeal AIDS.
Repeal. No AIDS in Ireland.
Repeal
the 8.
Yes. We don't understand what that's saying. What are you saying?
It doesn't matter.
It's a secret code.
She's Irish. I don't understand her.
Close the hell.